The "I Love Acton" metal sculpture that had become a new fixture in downtown Acton was removed yesterday, January 17, over safety concerns, causing heartache for everyone involved in the project. The Downtown Acton BIA announced the change on Facebook, much to the dismay of local residents. The art piece was created by Limehouse artist Doris Treleaven and sponsored by Acton Optical's Nancy Wilkes. It was installed in the Downtown BIA's parquet at the corner of Mill and Main Streets in October. "I think it, the removal, is crappy," Treleaven told to Halton Hills today. "It was a nice piece that someone did out of the goodness of their heart. Someone sponsored and paid for it." Wilkes echoed Treleaven's sentiment and said she was disappointed. The BIA's Facebook post cited unforeseen circumstances pertaining to Town of Halton Hills safety requirements. "The unforeseen circumstances was there was a safety concern just in the way it was installed," BIA coordinator Matthew Galliford explained. "It was inspected and there had been a safety concern that it could potentially cause injury or risk if somebody were to climb it. It's more of a liability safety issue," he added. Treleaven said she understands, but would have liked to work with those involved to fix the problem before it led to the piece being removed. In an emailed statement from the town, manager of culture and equity Catherine McLeod said, "While the installation of the I Love Acton metal sculpture was well intended, the town was not consulted prior to installation. Public art pieces installed on town-owned property like the parquet in Acton need to go through an assessment process by town staff and the Public Art Advisory Board." A December 20 engineering report, conducted by Ambi Engineering Consultancy Services, which was hired by the BIA, says that a visual inspection of the sculpture was conducted Dec.19. It listed poor fastening to the landscaping stones around it, improper use of welding and bolts, and a danger to any children if they were to climb it, among other issues. It concluded by recommending the removal of the sign. The BIA team says they will be meeting with the town to discuss what the next steps should be in relation to the artwork. Galliford said any number of options will be considered, up to and including reinstallation of Treleaven's work. On a personal note, Galliford said he would like to see the piece reinstalled, whether in the same spot or somewhere else. "It's a fantastic art piece," he said. "There are so many variables and factors that need to be looked at. There may be other places where we'll get much more visibility."